From the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, April 18th. I'm Abby Larico. The herd of Asian elephants at the St. Louis Zoo welcomed a baby boy for the first time in more than 30 years. And now the crowds of visitors to the zoo each year are about to get to meet him too.
He's so smart and he's figuring everything out very quickly and really being comfortable with everything.
Before Jet makes his public debut in the coming days, hear how the zoo's keepers have been getting the big baby prepared. Coming up after this news on The Gateway. The Missouri House has passed a proposed constitutional amendment that would ask voters to once again ban most abortions in the state. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Kellogg reports.
Members of the House voted 103-51 to pass the resolution. It now goes to the Missouri Senate. Republican House Speaker John Patterson voted no on the resolution. Speaking after his vote, he said it was something his district in Lee Summit would not support. However, he also said advancing this proposed amendment is a part of the democratic process.
The people that disagree with Amendment 3 also have the opportunity to have their voices heard, and taking it to the vote of the people, I think, honors that.
Patterson said something he wants the Senate to discuss on the resolution is the 12-week limit for abortions in cases of rape or incest. He believes that limit could be too strict. In Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg, St. Louis Public Radio.
A Missouri House bill that would undo the paid sick leave protections added by Proposition A was filibustered to a halt this week by Senate Democrats. Proposition A passed with 57% of the vote in November. However, some Republicans and business organizations argue that Proposition A's mandated paid sick leave provisions are unfair to businesses. Mike Bernsketter is the bill's sponsor in the Senate. He says the requirements are burdensome and dangerous to the economy.
An agreement to exchange time and talent for wages and other benefits is a contract between an employee and an employer. So I don't really think we should be getting in the middle of that.
During the nine-hour filibuster that ended yesterday morning, Democratic senators emphasized that Prop A passed in Republican-held districts as well as Democrat-held ones. Proposition A made a change to state statute. That means legislators can change it back without approval from voters. If the Senate takes up the bill again and makes changes, it will need to go back to the House for final approval. A bipartisan measure called Larry's Law is making its way through the Missouri legislature. Advocates say it could help prevent violent tragedies in prisons. St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wembley has more.
Larry Miller was stabbed to death in 2014 while in custody at the Crossroads Correctional Center in Cameron, Missouri. Guards at the prison weren't around when the incident happened, but Larry's Law would create independent prison oversight in an effort to prevent cases like his. His sister, Maria Miller of St. Louis, says she's been fighting for justice for her brother and other prisoners for over 10 years.
I don't just fight for what happened with my brother, now I fight for the lives and second well-being of public.
I wanted the Missouri Department of Corrections to be forever changed. We cannot bring Larry back.
This is the fifth straight year the bill has been introduced. It finally passed out of the Senate Judiciary Committee earlier this month and now moves to the full Senate. I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Louis police have arrested a former sheriff's deputy for allegedly sexually assaulting a detainee at the city jail. James Short was charged yesterday with sexual conduct in the course of public duty by the St. Louis Circuit Attorney's Office. Circuit Attorney Gabe Gore says Short allegedly, quote, engaged in conduct that would constitute an abuse of authority and a violation of the public's trust. A St. Louis Sheriff's Office spokesperson says Short was immediately terminated after they learned of the alleged incident at the jail back in January. Short also has a pending April 2024 case in St. Louis County alleging the endangerment of a child. A lawsuit by an environmental group against a massive coal plant in the Metro East has been resolved. St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports both the Sierra Club and Prairie State Generating Company have agreed to dismiss the litigation.
Both the environmental group and coal plant operators praised the joint dismissal approved by a federal judge yesterday. The 2023 lawsuit filed by the Sierra Club of Illinois asked the judge to cease operations at the coal plant about 45 miles southeast of downtown St. Louis. That's because the group alleged the plant had been operating without a state permit required by federal law. The federal judge in the District of Southern Illinois didn't stop operations, but the Washington County Coal Plant submitted an updated application to the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency earlier this year. In a statement, a Prairie State spokeswoman described the lawsuit as frivolous and says it lacked merit. A Sierra Club staff attorney says she hopes the Illinois EPA enforces the most stringent permit to closely monitor and limit pollution. I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
A California-based vegetable company is denying claims that it is behind a national E. coli outbreak that sickened dozens of Missouri residents. Food safety attorney Bill Marler is handling several lawsuits from residents in the St. Louis region. He added Taylor Farms as a defendant and plans to remove St. Louis caterer Andres from the lawsuits. According to the suit, people became severely ill after eating lettuce sourced from the company. Taylor Farms representatives say they rigorously test their products and have not found evidence of E. coli contamination. They add the company is considering all legal action to defend itself. Taylor Farms was also tied to an E. coli outbreak last year linked to McDonald's onions. Marler has also accused the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Food and Drug Administration for not publicly reporting information about the outbreak. The Gospel Music Hall of Fame is moving forward with plans to expand from one building to a plaza. St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis has the details.
The plan makes use of Second Baptist Church in the Holy Corners District of the Central West End. Updated plans include space for exhibits, performances, a museum restaurant, and a future hotel, all in nearby buildings. Monica Butler is founder of the Gospel Music Hall of Fame. She says the museum honors the history of the genre, including St. Louis's Willie Mayford Smith.
We have not had the opportunity to preserve the history of those who have paved the way, giving them their recognition.
The Hall of Fame is partnering with the Missouri History Museum and is looking to collect dresses, organs, music, and newspaper clippings from gospel artists. Butler hopes to open a section with a gift shop, several artifacts, and renderings of the full project next year. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Asian elephant born at the St. Louis Zoo last fall is preparing to meet the public. But before that can happen, the keepers have been helping little Jet reach some important milestones. I paid a visit to the zoo to learn more about what he's been up to.
Oh yeah, he's starting to come out.
Even baby steps are big strides when it's a four-month-old, 500-pound Asian elephant.
Wait till he gets up close. He's got this little tuft of hair that's just adorable.
Bounding, bouncy baby Jet is just happy to say hello.
He was up and moving and just exploring everything from the moment he was born, really.
That's Katie Sipra, a keeper at River's Edge at the St. Louis Zoo. Her job involves a lot of time with the calf.
You walk into the barn and he walks right up to you. He'll walk up to the mesh and he'll stick his little trunk through and be like, hello, good morning.
And if a toddler's job is to discover the world around them, then Jet is becoming a pro, learning his way around the various habitats at the zoo, engaging with others in his herd, even figuring out how to play with toys.
He will go headlong or like face first into anything. He is a brave little guy.
A little guy born at the zoo, just like his mother Jade and his grandfather Raja. And that comes with some unique baby benchmarks, like acclimating to the sounds of city life. Listen closely to the chugging of the Zoo Line Railroad and you can hear him gently nursing on Jade.
He nurses potentially every half hour, especially like during the night, it's about every half hour. Jade could use more sleep, I think.
He's also learning to respond to verbal commands from his skilled care team.
The training that we do, not only with Jet, but with all of our elephants, is just to make sure that they're healthy and maintaining that health.
Human toddlers work on their fine motor skills, using their little hands and reaching for their itty feet. Jet's been busy developing those skills too, just with his trunk, an appendage that has as many muscles as a human's entire body.
He's using his little trunk to pick up the fruit.
He's gotten so much better. That's been one of my favorite things to watch.
Sometimes he'll nibble on it as a form of self-soothing, like sucking his thumb.
I tend to notice it more when he's kind of tired. He'll put his little trunk in his mouth and start sucking his own trunk.
During our visit, Jet spared us the sight of seeing him snack on what Sipra calls one of his favorite delicacies.
Poop.
Baby elephants will naturally eat their mother's poop or poop from other elephants in the herd. Once he eats that, it gets into his system, and that's really a part of keeping him healthy, is eating the poop.
Even if it's a little gross sometimes, keeping Jet healthy is a really important task for zoo workers. Asian elephants are endangered, and one day Jet could play an important role in changing that. He's the first male elephant added to the St. Louis herd in about 30 years, conceived in collaboration with other zoo programs via artificial insemination as part of a conservation-focused breeding program. That push to grow the Asian elephant population and the important job males play in being able to boost numbers is why the zoo is preparing to move his grandpa Raja to a zoo in Columbus in the coming months. One day, Jet, too, is expected to help make baby elephants.
Just knowing that there is another male in the general Asian elephant population is hugely important to their conservation. So he is a very special little guy, whether he knows it or not.
I think he knows it.
I think he knows it, too. Yeah, he's got a bit of an ego.
Because the little guy already has an important job, learning about the world and showing the world why his species is so worth saving.
You can't have a bad day when you've got a baby elephant like Jet around.
The zoo is planning to introduce Jet to the public in the coming weeks. We'll keep you posted at stlpr.org and on our social media pages. Be sure to check out the videos engagement editor Laura Hamden captured of the little guy. He is so cute. Our Jonathan All edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Theme music is by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur, because it's Friday and you know this elephant rocks. This is Jet by Paul McCartney and Wings. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway. Have a great weekend.